lesson. And so this format would allow women to ask questions, and so that there would be no problem with women speaking in the assembly, because this is a classroom arrangement, basically. And I'm trying this out on the qualifications for the eldership. I'd like to do this on more than one occasion. We'll see how this arrangement goes. If it works well, then we'll continue it through the end of the qualifications for eldership. But I would like to make this an interactive session. And there are basically about 18 qualifications for being an elder. And we're going to go over two or three of these at a time, as long as time allows, until they're all done and until everybody is satisfied with a good working knowledge of what the qualifications for the eldership are. I'd like to start this study by saying there is only one list of qualifications. Let that sink in for a minute. There is one list of qualifications for an elder. They're found in two different places. One list or one reference is given to Timothy while Timothy is preaching at Ephesus in 1 Timothy chapter 1, starting in verse 3. And there is another passage where these lists of requirements are given while Titus is at Crete. And that is given in Titus chapter 1 and verse 5. And so there are no other passages in the Word of God that deal with the qualifications for the elders. Let that sink in again. There are no other passages in the Word of God that deal with the qualifications for elders. 1 Timothy 3 and Titus 1. That's it. And chapter 1 and verse 3, this is while Timothy is in Ephesus. So 1 Timothy chapter 3, you may be confused by how 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 3, that simply is up there to show that Timothy was in Ephesus when this is given. And then Titus is in Crete when these qualifications are given. There's no other passage that gives qualifications for elders. All that God has to say about the qualifications for the eldership are given in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and in Titus chapter 1. 1 Timothy chapter 3, Timothy's list, therefore, must match up with Titus's list. And what I'm saying is that God gave Titus everything Titus needed to establish elders in Crete. And then in the same sense, God gave Timothy everything that he needed to establish elders while he was at Ephesus. There are not two separate lists. There is one list given two different times. This will become important as we will study this. One list explains the other list. They are worded in a little bit different language. They're worded in a little bit different terminology. But there is only one list that is given two different times. Qualifications for one list must match what the qualifications are in the other. If not, then we don't have one list. And it is important to understand that before we get into the study. Paul didn't give to Timothy a partial list and say, well, you know, you really can't establish elders in Ephesus until you receive everything that I've told Titus. Or until somebody copies down Titus's epistle and sends it to you. Then you can establish elders. No, Paul sent Timothy there in Ephesus so that he might set in order the things that are lacking and establish elders. He didn't need Titus's list. Titus didn't need Timothy's list in order for him to establish elders in Crete. So Paul didn't give Timothy one list and Titus a different list. These are the same qualifications given two different times. And we can't separate these two. Okay, Crete. This is a little map of where Crete is in reference to Ephesus. And here's Crete. And here's, I think this, if I can, yes, it. Have to get over here, I guess. That's Ephesus, right here. And here's Crete. So you can see that they're not real close to each other. The only way to get there is by boat. And that's important to understand because they're not real close together on a geographical sense. In other words, it would take a bit of time for Timothy to copy, or somebody to copy Timothy's text and send it to Crete, to Titus. And it would take whoever there at Crete a good amount of time for them to copy Titus's requirements or list, and then send it by boat and get it to Timothy. In the meantime, if Titus didn't have everything that God would understand him to know to establish elders, and Timothy didn't have everything, then they couldn't establish elders until they cooperated. Their information. But they had everything that God gave them. Each one of them. Here is 1 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 7. Faithful is the saying, if a man seeketh the office of a bishop, he desires a good work. The bishop, therefore, must be without reproach, the husband of one wife, temperate, sober-minded, orderly, given to hospitality, apt to teach, no brawler, no striker, but gentle, not contentious, no lover of money, one that rules well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. But if a man knows not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? Not a novice, lest being puffed up and fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good testimony from them that are without, lest he fall into reproach and snare of the devil. So that is the list that God gave to Timothy.